The rivers are flowing after the spring rains, and canoeists and kayakers are coming in droves. Music tourists are descending on the area, too, with the just-completed Wakarusa Music Festival and the Eureka Blues Weekend. The state's tourism leaders are luring another kind of tourist to come to the natural state. Motorcyclists. Already thousands hit Northwest Arkansas in the fall for bikes, blues, and barbecue. But Arkansas is now touting its scenic highways as year-round two-wheeled destinations. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics has this report.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
The Ultimate Biker Song could serve as a marketing campaign for a new push from state tourism officials. In the last 2 years, Arkansas has begun marketing its scenic highways to motorcyclists, who are far from the drifter image painted in cult classic films like Easy Rider. We're not talking Hell's Angels, says Arkansas Tourism Director Joe David Rice.
These are not the motorcyclists that their mom has warned them about. These are basically, as Willie Nelson would say, doctors and lawyers and such.
Earlier this year, and for the first time ever, Arkansas's Parks and Tourism Department published the Arkansas Motorcycle Guide and has already fielded requests from nearly 4,000 people for the resource book. The guide lists 21 routes for riders, dates and locations for motorcycle rallies across the state, sightseeing opportunities in different regions, and of course, hospitality stops along the Arkansas roadways. Roughly 29% of the requests for the guide have been from in-state inquiries. That number rises to about 45% when you add in the surrounding states of Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Louisiana. All told, requests have been received from 48 states and the District of Columbia for the Arkansas Motorcycle Guide.
We think motorcyclists present a great opportunity for us. No other state's really targeting them right now. They're riding expensive motorcycles. They're staying at bed and breakfast resorts, hotels, and they love Arkansas. They'll come here 10 months a year.
Rice said motorcycle enthusiasts typically skew older. They travel in pairs or larger groups and tend to be financially affluent. Statistics compiled by a 2010 Caesars Hospitality Research Summit of bikers aged 50 or older showed that 59% are male. Roughly 25% reported incomes of $30,000 to $50,000 a year, and another 22% earned $50,000 to $70,000 annually. About 37% of motorcycle enthusiasts surveyed were retired or self-employed. Another 27% were listed as professionals, 17 were craftsmen, and 11% had a background in the military or public sector. They also spend $50 or more on shopping and souvenirs on day trips. Rice said that native Arkansas hospitality and the state's natural beauty are a good combo for motorcycle recruiting. He also said a policy change made a few years ago has also endeared the state as an attraction for bikers.
We got friendly people, we got some really good motorcycle routes, and we don't have a helmet law.
MotorcycleRoads.com ranked its top 100 U.S. routes, and Arkansas has 7 roads on the list. The highest ranking is the Arkansas Pig Trail, Highway 23, which comes in at number 9 on the top 100 list.
Born to be wild.
That story provided by Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business and Politics. Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large provided in part by AT&T. Encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.